It's difficult for many of us to name any specific battles or events in World War I. We may have learned the war began when Archduke Franz Ferdinand was assassinated. That is somewhat true. However, the story of what happened to the assassin and the items surrounding that day are intriguing. We take a look back on this edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
On June 28, 1914, teenager Gavrilo Princip was standing outside Schiller's Deli in Sarajevo. Attempts to assassinate heir to the throne, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, had gone awry. Then the Duke's car made a wrong turn and wound up right in front of Princip, who fired his pistol twice, killing Ferdinand and his wife.
Not saying light of it, but if he'd have gotten his sandwich 5 minutes earlier, what's the course of history? I don't know. It eventually would have been events occur that would have led in some fashion to a war because there was just too much going on to not have one.
Doran Cart is senior curator of the National World War I Museum in Kansas City.
The pistol was taken during the trial and it basically ended up with a group of monks who held it for years and years and basically preserved it.
It's now on display at a museum in Vienna, along with other items of that day.
The car they were riding in is in the museum, the military museum in Vienna. The blood-spattered uniform that the Archduke had on is there. And so those are the touchstones of that.
Meanwhile, the assassin whose actions helped lead to the First World War lived but a few more years.
Gavrilo Princip, he was not executed because he was a teenager. He was basically put in prison. He died in 1918 in prison of tuberculosis.
Ferdinand and his wife had children, but they were not in line to the throne. There are still many direct descendants living today. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.